The Osgood File, sponsored in part by OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. Shimon Peres, Deputy Israeli Prime Minister and winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, came to Washington with a message for civilians living in Hezbollah neighborhoods.
We warned all the people there. Either get rid of the rockets or get out of your homes. But we cannot agree that they will keep a rocket like a cat at home, like a pet rocket.
More on Israel's decision to draw the line at pet rockets after this from Charlie. Shimon Peres is considered a dove these days, but he says in the case of the war against Hezbollah, the hawks and the doves have joined together.
I can't remember in Israel such a unified people as the Israelis are today.
And the reason, he says, is that Israelis are convinced they're doing all they can to make peace with their neighbors. They were on the verge of releasing hundreds of Palestinian prisoners when Hamas operatives broke out of the Gaza Strip and kidnapped that Israeli soldier, thereby delaying the release. It defies reason, he says, but that's typical of religious parties.
Hamas is more of a religious party than a political one. In politics, you reason, and you make compromises and concessions. In religion, you are becoming holy, so you don't have to be reasonable.
Same thing with Hezbollah in the north. Peres says Hezbollah started its rocket attacks not just as part of a campaign to destroy Israel, but to destroy Lebanon as a functioning state.
Lebanon used to be a Christian country. Now the Hezbollah want to convert Lebanon into a Shiite country under the spell of Iran.
Peres says if the world wants a ceasefire, the world will have a ceasefire the moment three conditions are met.
Number one, to stop the firing of missiles and rockets over Israel. Number two, we shall not permit the Hezbollah to return. And then we have to disarm the Hezbollah for missiles.
No Hezbollah, no pet missiles, and the fighting stops. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, August 2nd, 2006.